Hi, my name is Mackenzie Marcelin. I'm the climate justice organizer with Florida Rising. Issues that I'm here to focus on is, energy justice and energy democracy. I'm black in Florida. Florida Rising, we're in multiple fights with a utility company, Florida Power and Light. And they place a lot of the burdens, financially, economically, on people of color, low-income communities. And not only that, they're building more fossil fuel, plants and transmission lines that go through people's communities and pollute their airs. And the same communities that they're profiting off of, they're placing these dirty fossil fuel plants and polluting and attacking their health as well, So those are some of the things that the issues that we care about is breaking down the current energy system in Florida and trying to really see if we can actually get clean energy for all .
So when you say get clean energy for all, what does that really translate to? Wind, solar?
Well, Florida, we have a capacity for solar, 100%, and in Miami-Dade. There's utility companies like Florida Power and Light. They want to monopolize it. They want to, take it over and slowly introduce it continue to uplift like natural gas and see that as a solution, which is clearly it's not, right? That's really is it really breaking down that monopolistic system and breaking away from corporations and really put community power and solar power and whatever power that
so can. So that means decentralized energy.
Yes.
And to get communities to be responsible for the energy systems themselves. How is that going?
I mean, right now, so we're I'd say, I mean, it's going for sure. You know what I mean? We have we have our groups, there's coalitions, Miami Climate Alliance that we work in that we're pushing for more and more. We just, a few years ago, we ended a franchise agreement with Florida Power and Light in Miami-Dade, and so that was really awesome. And I think that leaves way for us in the future to really pursue it. Pursue like you said, decentralized power. It's a process. It's hard. It's tough because of the politics of Florida. But I think there's a real movement and desire among community members to actually attain the clean energy. Yeah.
What can people do to help support what you're trying to do?
Follow us on all social medias, our website, Florida Rising. That's our organization, FloridaRising.org. We're always looking to pursue action. Florida Rising, we're actually a large organization focused on bringing political power to black and brown communities in Florida. Climate justice is one way that we really try to push that the power. Yeah,
I was just a couple of weeks ago was in Louisiana with the HOMA folks from the hurricane, and that was pretty out of control. Do you have an extraction industry that's going on in Florida?
You said an extraction.
Extraction, are they pumping gas and oil and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, natural. So in Florida, natural gas is our large. It's I believe about 70-something% is what we're fueled on. Yeah, natural gas, quote unquote, dirty gas. That's not we. I'm pretty sure all our the gas that we get from is from out of state. They're coming in with natural gas, and it's not our resource is not coming from us. And first it's dirty, and then now you're pulling it in. Florida has the ability, especially we're called the Sunshine State, right? We have the ability to push for solar, but again, industries Florida Power and Light and NextEra, those are the corporations that are really holding on to that dirty infrastructure, right?
So you guys are responsible for the degradation of other locations as well.
Yeah, exactly. And it's it's an awful thing, right? And we don't want it. We don't want that, like in our own communities, and especially if we're outsourcing it from other communities, we don't want that either. You know.
So, are there any stipulations about solar? I know, like in North Dakota, they try to tax people that have solar panels.
Yeah, that's exactly what Florida Power and Light, that's exactly what they're trying to do. There's an attack on net metering, and you know they're trying to profit off of it. They want, like, if they're going to have solar, there's like, we want it in our hands and we want to profit off of it versus like the community members, the people that generate it, you know. And it's happening, it's ongoing thing, and we're on the the defensive, but you know, as long as we continue to pursue, you know, I think we'll there'll be a turn, you know, where we'll have, like, literally have the power, like bring power to the people, right?
And once again, we're speaking with
Mackenzie Marcelin,
organization
Florida Rising, the climate justice organizer in Miami Dade,
and contact.
Florida Rising .org. Yeah, you can catch us there, and you know, keep up with what we're doing. We have a lot of, you know, we're focusing on again bringing power to Black and Brown communities, bringing democracy to real folks, and changing our systems. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.